Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 20th. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 13. Congressman Maker, will you say our morning prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Antasi ankota pe maja pahale wajaji ne kashi lakere wala pe kumbura none kashi zinkazia paski lakere wala pe kumbura hu heka pinche. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and want to ask you again to be here with us today as we do the business of our people. Give us the wisdom and knowledge and courage it takes to make these big decisions to take our nation forward. Lord, we want to be with those families that's recently had losses. We've had three deaths this past week. So Lord, be with those families and give them comfort and what they need. We want to ask you again, Lord, to just take care of our children and the elders and the veterans and all of our first responders and all the employees, all the people that make this nation work, and the leaders, Lord. So we only ask you all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rebard? Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Next is approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Just one quick item I noticed under reports of standing committees. Claudette Carnett. Carnett should have two T's.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Motion to approve the Journal of September 19, 2022 as amended.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Big Horse, you have quite a few.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and colleagues. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning, September the 20th. First bill we looked at was bill number ONCA-2273, an act to amend ONCA-1439 to amend the definitions of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Speaker Goodfox. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting results were three yes votes, Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Continue.
Continue, please.
Next was bill number ONCA-2275, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Speaker Goodfox. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting results was three yes, Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment looked at bill number ONCA-2281, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Pam Shaw. Co-sponsors were Speaker Goodfox and Congressman Tillman. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was bill number ONCA-2282, an act to authorize and appropriate amount of $2,811,473 to the Pahuskahuila of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of a new facility project and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was myself. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at bill number ONCA-2298, an act to prohibit anonymous donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Bill Keene. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was bill number ONCA-2299, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $40,679,250 for the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program from Telecommunications and Information Administration Funds for Broadband and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was bill number ONCA-22-104, An act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse Village Committee Fund in the amount of $125,000 for the fiscal year 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Pam Shaw. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was bill number ONCA 22106, an act to provide an appropriation to the Hominy and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $406,720 for the fiscal year of 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was resolution number ONCR 2206, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to enter into and execute tribal council member agreement with the U.S. Social Security Administration to allow the Osage Nation to extend Social Security and Medicare coverage to the members of the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Speaker Alice Goodfox, and the final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. That concludes my reports.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met and considered ONCA 2283, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. We met on September 15th and September 19th. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 6 yes, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox. Also reporting ONCA 22100, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $127,750 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The meeting dates are September 15th and September 19th. The final committee action is a due pass. Voting results were 6 yes, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox. Also reporting on ONCA 22107, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. Meeting dates were September 15th and September 19th. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 yes, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse, Lemon, and Good Fox.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon. Next is report of standing committees.
Good morning, everyone. Assistant Chief, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, members in the audience. Good morning. I'm reporting on the Health and Social Services Committee. This committee, we met September 19th, 2022, and bill number ONCA 22-90, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC subsection 3-105 and 3-106 to allow benefits to accrue on a limited basis, to remove the enrollment period, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Mr. Eli Potts. The presiding officer was Jody Rivard. The final committee action was do not pass by unanimous vote with Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, Stabler, and Redcorn. My next report is on ONCA, bill number ONCA 22-101, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $700,000 to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Alice Good Fox, co-sponsor Congressman John Maker. Presiding officer was Jody Rivard. The final committee action is due pass with 4 yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, Stabler, and Redcorn was absent. My next bill is to report on is bill number ONCA 22-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch health support services in the amount of $2,921,848 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. I was the presiding officer, and the final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, Stabler, Redcorn absent. And the final bill I'm reporting on this morning is bill number ONCA 22-108, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16, ONC subsections 3104 and 3107 to add Medicare Supplemental Insurance Plan G to the and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pam Shaw. The presiding officer was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The committee action, the final committee action is due pass. The voting results are 4 yes, Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, Stabler, 1 absent, Redcorn. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 22-100 on General Order Day 2.
On today's agenda?
On today's agenda.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. It's a rule suspension, but I do want to let everyone know before we vote that ONCA 22-100 is the judicial branch budget. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, it passes, and ONCA 22-100 will be placed on today's agenda on General Order Day 2. Thank you. Next is introduction of bills or resolutions. Seeing none, we'll move to bills and resolutions on first reading. Next, we are on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Keene.
Oh, hang on just a second. I'd like to read in ONCA 20.
Congressman, can you read from the podium?
Thanks, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 22-74, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007, 14 ONC-12-105, to allow the Gaming Enterprise Board to hire legal counsel and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman, would you mind staying up there and reading Congresswoman Rivard's in, since she's at a funeral this morning? Thank you.
Yes, Speaker, I'd like to read in ONCA 22-84, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,379,241 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to read ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,351,458 in tribal and non-tribal funds to establish an alternate effective date for sections 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32. Also like to read ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 23 in the amount of $56,620,422 and establish an alternate effective date. This is for sections 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 35, 36, 37, 38, 41, 42, 43, 44, 47, 48, 50, 51, 52, 57, 58, 59, 61, 62, 63, 64, and 65. Also reading ONCA 2296, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,491,552. And at this time, Speaker, if I could, I'd like to make a motion.
Please continue.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2296 on today's agenda and general order day two.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, ONCA 2296 will advance to general order day two on today's agenda. Thank you. Next, we have general order day three. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm trying to be mindful of cultures 1023. If we could get through Congressman Tillman right up until third reading, and if you all could start just a couple of minutes late. Okay. Thank you. All right, we are on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. We have ONCA 2296. An act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,491,552 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to propose? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. The next bill we have is ONCA 22-100, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $127,750 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. Thank you. Now we are on general order day three, where amendments are voted on and the order received. The first that we have is ONCA 2287, an act to place limitations on campaign donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. And the amendment that we have is Amendment 1, page 1, line 25, insert the following additional sentence. Candidates may donate to their own campaign in any amount without monetary limitation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. The next we have is ONCA 22-109, an act to authorize an appropriate. The next we have is ONCA 22-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $114,492 to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats and ARPA funds for flooring and cleaning improvements and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Amendment 1, page 1, line 18 and 27, after flooring, strike, and cleaning. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. The amendment passes.
ONCA 2287 and ONCA 22100 will advance to third reading after engrossment. And at this time...
Speaker.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to recess to the call of the chair for the purposes of cultural committee meeting, which shouldn't take 10 minutes.
Second.
Second.
All right. Motion on the floor with a second for us to recess. The culture committee will meet for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll come back in for third reading. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed? Motion carries. We're in recess. Thank you.
Start in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. If the clerks are good with it.
Yeah.